At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey folks, Dan Ferriero here with your opening bell for June 17th, 2025. We'll call this Federal Reserve Eve because the Federal Reserve is coming out tomorrow. They're going to tell us what exactly they're going to do. Well, retail sales data might have helped us today. You go over to here, retail sales fell 0.9% in May, worse than expected as consumers pulled back. So is this going to be enough for the Federal Reserve to cut rates at tomorrow's meeting? I don't know. I always tell you, don't judge a book by its cover. I'm going to explain how this data isn't as bad as expected. So without further ado, let's go see how these are affecting the stock market and the bond market right now. So my name is Dan Ferriero. I do this report two times a day to help you guys understand these things over here. And the reason why I do it is I'm actually a federally licensed mortgage loan officer. Love to work with you if you're needing help, if you're looking to buy or refinance. And I'll give you all my data at the end of this video. We do have an interesting slogan, I guess. It's one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan to over 30 different lenders. Now, how do we do that? I'll give you that information at the end of this video. You're here for these things. So let's get over to it. If you take a deep dive into the retail sales, well, let's take a real deep dive into this and look at the numbers on how they really came out. So I actually created a PDF file for us this morning, and I put this through AI just to make sure it's accurate. And the numbers aren't as bad as expected. I always keep telling you guys, don't judge a book by its cover. So if you really look at this data, it's not as bad as expected. And the reason why we're focusing in on this is this is the only piece of data that we have out so far today, well, most of today. And then tomorrow, the only thing we're going to get is initial jobless claims. And then the Federal Reserve is going to come out and tell us exactly what they're going to do. And so we're trying to get a precursor. What are they going to do? So let's get over to it. Here's what we saw in the retail sales. If you break down the numbers, it's right through here. Retail sales did fall in May of 2025 by 0.9, a larger drop than expected. This followed a slightly 0.9 decline in April, signaling a potential shift in consumer behavior. But if you really dive into it, when you remove auto, gas, building materials, and food services, core sales actually rose by 0.4. Well, what actually happened? Well, wage growth continues, the tariff continues, but we did see, hold on, there was this major move was basically people front-loaded buying cars. So despite the 2025 dip, retail sales have generally increased over the past 5 years from approximately $550 billion to $625 billion in May of 2024. So that's what we're seeing right through there. And most of it was people buying cars before the tariffs hit. And because the auto sales from last month and the month prior were out the roof. So we do have an interview right through here with a former Fed official, and he probably works at a university or PIMCO or something like that. Let's get his take on what the Federal Reserve might do at this meeting. We kind of know what they're going to do because the CME FedWatch tool tells us basically 100% chance they're going to do nothing. But let's get his take on what they might do based on this retail sales data, but what they might do by the end of the year, or maybe what their comments might be tomorrow to give us a little bit of insight on what they're thinking. Let's take it away.
For more on the data and the Fed's policy meeting, we want to bring in Dennis Lockhart. He is former Atlanta Fed president and a distinguished professor of international affairs at Georgia Tech. Dennis, what do you think of Steve's analysis on this, the idea that, yeah, the numbers are bad, but a lot of that was pull forward?
Yeah, I'll associate myself with Steve's analysis there. I think this the pull forward effect is probably showing up in the numbers, which means that the committee is likely to just take this as 1 month's numbers, wait some more time and evaluate the next round and perhaps even the round after that before making any conclusion about what the consumer's posture really is.
The interesting thing about that is if you go to the CME FedWatch tool, basically what he said was right here. It's validated on this tool. So if you go to the CME FedWatch tool, they have on the line, so you can just Google it, saying in 1 day the Federal Reserve is going to meet And here's the probabilities. So the federal funds rate right now is 4.25 to 4.5. You see that up through here. So there's a 100% probability they're going to do nothing at this meeting. And then basically almost a 90% chance they're not going to do anything at the next meeting either. So that might be what he's insinuating. But then from there, it's kind of still not defined definitely when they might start to cut. So does he have any insight in this for us?
And that means from the Fed's perspective, they look at numbers like this and they don't panic, thinking that the economy is falling off a cliff yet or that the consumer is losing steam?
There's no reason to panic. The data are mixed in the retail sales numbers, as Steve pointed out. And you can pick and choose among the data to paint one picture or another. So I think this is one to take on board. But I think Steve's theme of the pull forward effect is perhaps the big story here.
So what do you think the Fed's going to be considering? I don't think anybody's really expecting them to cut rates tomorrow, but they're going to be talking today and tomorrow. And what will the discussion around the table be?
Well, I certainly the discussion is, is anyone receiving any true break in the basic narrative they're working off of, which is, as I see it, a slowing of the economy, but no marked break from that particular story. And then the question of uncertainty going forward, how they're seeing the outlook given all of the smoke in the air. And I think they'll also be spending some time, no doubt, talking about the framework exercise. So this is a meeting in which I doubt we're going to see coming out of it in the statement or in Powell's press conference any major change in messaging.
What's the framework exercise?
The exercise they're going through around the strategic framework. They've had some meetings around the country, and they should be working toward sometime later this year, I believe, a restatement that takes place every 5 years. And that is something that can take up some time in the meeting.
I never knew they did that. So there's a lot of data, I guess, coming in from the Fed from tomorrow's meeting. Another piece of this puzzle is the dot plot. So what happens also is members of the dot plot 4 times a year are members of the Federal Reserve. If you have voting rights, you can actually put a dot next to where you think the federal funds rate is going to be. And again, folks, that's what the Federal Reserve controls. It's not your interest rate on your cars or mortgages or anything. It's the rate that the Federal Reserve controls. They're putting out their dot plot. We're going to focus in on that, on where their dots are coming in, because if you watch yesterday's video, I showed you most of the dots were, expecting 2 rate cuts of 25 basis points apiece. We're going to see how this one goes, because if it stays the same, then we're thinking, okay, if they're still telling us they're going to cut 1 or 2 times, and we know it's not going to be at June or July's meetings, then we have to increase our odds at the latter part of the year. So tomorrow's meeting is going to provide even more insight, because I didn't know they did that every 5 years. So it's going to provide even more insight to us on what they're thinking in the direction of more or interest rates at that point. So that's what we have coming in tomorrow. We have initial jobless claims coming in before the Federal Reserve comes out and tells us what they're going to do. But this, even though this number might come in good or bad, it won't sway what the Federal Reserve does at this meeting, because it's just one data entry point. So we're going to see how the jobless claims come in. Are consumers starting to lose their jobs? Is the retail sales, is it an anomaly where people, bought up front before the tariffs hit? Or are they really, really, truly starting to cut back? So we're going to check on that. We're also going to pay attention to wage growth over the next couple weeks as well. So we have that data coming in on Wednesday, the Federal Reserve. Thursday, we have initial jobless claims and a little more data that we can focus in on that point. So to recap kind of some of the things that's happening right now, we got mortgage rates. They're basically flat right now. If we go over to this piece of it, they're up 6 ticks. They're giving away the gains that they got this morning. If you see through here, when we started the day, MBSs or mortgage bonds were up 12 ticks. Now they're giving a lot of that back. I think they're just poised and waiting for what the Federal Reserve is going to do tomorrow, because there's really not a lot of data, any additional data coming out. So we'll be back at the closing bell to let you know how this goes. But if you go over to the indices, we have the stock market. Well, let's look at bonds. Bonds across the world. Here's what you can do. You can go to CNBC and click this. This is basically telling you what bonds are doing across the board. The U.S. is down but everyone else is up. But nothing major across the board. We got oil also spiking. It's up $1.83 or so. It's $73 a barrel. This was like $65 a barrel about a week or two ago. So oil's starting to ratchet up. That will increase inflation, folks. Then we go to the indices and we have red all the way across the board. And the VIX going up. Well, it's up quite a bit, up 4%. So the anxiety level on Wall Street's starting to increase. The markets are on standby. They're starting to fall because more and more escalation over in the Middle East with Israel and Iran. So that's what we're seeing there. That is was good news for mortgage market, but the MBSs were up 12. Now it's giving that away. So I mean, in mortgage rates, they're probably most likely going to be flat as a pancake for today, folks. So like I said, tomorrow the only news we have coming out is just the Fed coming out telling us what they're going to do, and that's it. So we'll be back later today to show you where the markets, how they reacted the rest of the day. Did rates go down, up, where they went? But if you need some help, if you're looking to buy or refinance, I'd love to help you. At the beginning of the video, I said, you know, said a little bit about myself, but my name is Dan Frio. I actually do this report twice a day. I'm a federally licensed mortgage loan officer. That means I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. I work at a federal bank, so I'd love to help you. But the unique thing about us is we're also set up with 33 other lenders. Okay, what that means to you is when you're looking for a loan, you're making sure that the place has the correct program for you. Then you're also looking for rates and fees. So how many times do you put in your application there, and then you have to put in your application, they pull your credit, you have to upload all your things, you have to make a phone call, you have to do all this. Do you have time to do 5, 6, 7 of those? Well, if you don't, reach out to us. We'd love to help you. So that's what we do for you. You put in your application through here. We're going to pull your credit one time, and then we're going to shop your loan to over 30 different lenders to see who's got the precise program for you and the best rate and lowest fees in the market. So that's what we do, folks. So check out theRateUpdate.com. You can give us a call. Our number's at the top here. You can even ask me a question. If you want to ask Dan, just click here, send me a question. Want to schedule an appointment? You can do that here or here. We just added some information on our homepage. So if you go back to our homepage today, it's a little bit different than where it was. Right through here, if you're looking for to buy that first house, we're offering you the 3% down program. We're going to actually give you 2 of the 3%, meaning you only have to come to closing with 1%. And we'll give you up to $7,000 in grant money to help you out. So check out that. If you're still looking to refinance and you're like, hey, Dan, where'd that refinance tab go? So if you're a homeowner and you want me to track rates for you so the next time interest rates go down and you can lock in at that low rate to save yourself some money, go to the refinance tool right there, and it's going to show Rate Watch. It's going to tell you, explain what this is, how it works, and you can sign up for that right through there. So that's our report for this morning, folks. But so far, mortgage rates, well, they're ticking back down. So mortgage rates aren't going to change today, but the stock market's taking it on the chin a little bit. So we'll be back later today to let you know how all this ends for the day. Thanks for watching, folks. God bless. Have a fantastic day. Be safe out there. See you next time. Bye-bye.